Kyle.
Hey, Stuart, how's it going?
Going fine. How you doing?
I'm doing good. So I got some feedback here, and my credit department there was actually looking at your bank statement for, it looks like, the month of July. For your guys' main checking account there through Wells. And it looks like actually on July 27th, you guys had a deposit for around $24,440 from Web Bank. I just wanted to clarify what exactly that was. Was it a deposit for a loan, or what was that exactly?
No, it wasn't a deposit for a loan. This was in July.
Yeah, July, middle of July, looks like exactly on July 27th.
From Web Bank.
Yep.
Web Bank.
Yeah.
You know, they get a loan from, like, LendingTree, and then they deposit it out of some other bank. So that must have been, you know, there are three loans that we're trying to consolidate.
That's the two through Lending Club and the Best Egg one, right?
No, there's three of them. There's two through Lending Club.
Yeah.
And I told this to your the gal that called me afterwards.
Jaw, yeah.
Yeah. That there are three loans. Two through Lending Club and one through Best Egg.
Yeah.
Two of them were initiated in about April of 2015. And then the third one is fairly recent, so that's probably the one in July.
Okay, but when I was looking on the contracts, the original loan amount doesn't actually match that there.
Were you looking at the older one?
Yeah, I thought I had, so Lending
Club. Or were you looking at the newer one, which July sounds about right.
So I'm looking here, so you have the one through Lending Club, and the original loan amount was for $21,476, right? That was one of them.
And that was in April of 2015?
Let's see here.
February, March, or April of 2015?
Yeah, that looks like that one. And then let me pull up the second one, Lending Club 2. And then the second Lending Club loan was for $26,000.
Uh-huh.
So that's
what... And what's the date on that?
Let me see here. I actually don't have the dates on those from what Mary Beth had sent. It was just a screenshot. But hold on one second. Pulling it up another file real quick. Okay, so the best egg was taken out of looks like March of 2015.
Right.
And that one was for $21,000. So that one doesn't match. And then we go down here. We look at. So I'm not seeing the original dates. October. So there's the two Lending Club ones. $548. Yeah, so I'm not too sure what exactly, because the amount that was deposited isn't matching any of the contracts that you sent me. For, like, the total amount is the only thing that's kind of confusing us here.
It's probably has to do with fees.
Fees or whatnot? Okay. Okay. Well, here, let me look at this real quick. Let me pull up one more thing to see if I can figure it out. Sorry about this, too, Stuart. Thanks for bearing with me.
Okay. Oh, no.
Yeah, this is Nico over
here. Just want to make sure we can get you a good approval over here.
Yeah, I know that you're you're not going to be able to refinance the most recent one because it's it has 4 or 5 years left on it. So I was talking with your what'd you call her? Somebody from quality control. That our loan through you is probably not going to be that much. That it's just if we're lucky, we'll refinance the smaller of the older loans because those have only, you know, those have 2.5 years left instead of 4 or 5, and your maximum is 2 years. So since we want to keep our payments down, even though you offer a lower interest, it still doesn't make any sense to turn a 5-year loan into a 2-year loan because the payments will more than double.
Yeah, exactly.
Even at a lower interest rate. And she kind of agreed that, yeah, well, if that's what you're looking for to lower your payments, we're probably only working with, you know, one of those loans and probably the smaller of the two. And, you know, and then, you know, we can give you $10,000 or $15,000 to for your company for working capital and marketing or whatever and things like that. But just that's probably, you know, all that we're going to be able to do. And I'm the one that actually said that first, and she said, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay. Well, actually, I think I might have figured this out then. So it looks like the second lending club loan, the one that you just took out the most recent, the one you're paying about $700 a month for, that one, I think that, so there's a deposit in July, and then your guys' first lending club payment comes out in August. So I'm thinking that's where it came from then.
Okay.
So I just
we deposit. Okay.
Yeah.
Deposit in July, like you said, and then the first one comes out. So
yeah.
And it comes from WebBank. I mean, my wife would know that she pays the bills, but that so it comes from WebBank. Okay.
Is there a way I can maybe contact her today to just verify that since she's the one paying and see if she knows that that's who it's for sure going to? That way we can get it all squared away today.
Yeah, I think I heard footsteps. Can you hold on a second?
Of course.
Hold on.
Sorry. My bad. Just got to get this figured out. What's up?
I'll probably just email him.
Yes.
You said that the deposit in July was for how much?
Let me pull that back up. The deposit in July was for $24,440.
And
that was on July 27th from WebBank, yeah.
But you said the discrepancy was...
That it looked like you guys had... It looks like on the loan document that she had sent me, it says the original loan amount was only for $26,000, not $24,000. So that's kind of what we were confused on, is why that wasn't matching.
They take money. They take. They take a. I don't know what you want to call it, but. I remember Stuart saying that the loan was for 26, but right off the top they take money out, so you only get.
Oh, you only get a certain amount then. Okay, so what they did was you borrowed $26,000, but since they had some origination fees or something, they only had deposited $24,000 into your bank account.
Correct.
Okay, cool. Then that squares that up, and we should be good to go.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for your time, Kyle.
No, yeah, thanks for bearing with me here, and my apologies, it's taken a little bit longer. It's just dealing with the other loans, it kind of tends to make the process last a little bit more. So, my apologies, Stuart, but we will get this all squared away and get you set up.
Okay.
All right, you have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.